Time for the sports straight from the streets. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers, still number one in the East, despite coming up 3 points short to the champs last night. That was a foul in the final seconds with LeBron all over Paul George. But after you give up 15 points in 18 minutes, including a 10-0 run, Pacers can't complain about that. The nickname jerseys are available now. They're on sale. The Heat will wear theirs on next month on the 21st. Now, D. Rose, y'all remember? He used to have the second highest selling jersey. Well, now out again with another injury. BSO is reporting that one store in Chicago, of all places, selling his jersey at 50% off.
Wow.
Is that terrible?
That's not including that Christmas jersey, though, is it?
I hope not. Rockets beat the Bulls by 15 points. Knicks need a double OT to win that game. They beat the Bucks. Of course, the Bucks only have 5 wins. J.R. Smith shot 17 three-pointers.
Wow.
Hit only 5 of them. Said he'll do it again, too. Walker with the game winner, the Bobcats over the Raptors, the Wizards by 6 over Brooklyn, and near NFL, Aaron Rodgers not yet cleared to play. Of course, they're facing the Steelers this week, and if they win out, they will win the NFC North. And with that said, we know we will see Aaron Rodgers. He added that he felt good enough to play last week, so I expect for Aaron to play for the Packers this week. Now, Terrence Garvin, from what I understand of the Steelers, the one who put the big hit on Hubert of the Bengals, said he will be fined $25,000 for that hit.
Oh,
I'm still totally against that whole situation. Now, Brandon Brown of the Seahawks, suspended for a whole year. They denied his appeal. This is his second violation. Of course, the first was violating the performance enhancement rules, and now he has a substance abuse problem, obviously. So hopefully he gets that worked out. He won't affect the Seahawks really because he hasn't played in, what, 4 or 5 weeks anyway, since like week 10. Redskins facing the Cowgirls on Sunday. Of course, this appears to be the last season for London Fletcher. He says he's 99% sure he will retire. I say this will be a great way to send my man
off.
That's
right, with a victory.
Nice victory.
Maybe
and
like
we know it's a winnable game.
Yeah.
It's clearly a winnable game. Ravens Joe
stats.
Flacco will wear a brace. He has an MCL sprain hosting the Patriots this week. Colts in Kansas City. I guess Trent Richardson is done with Ohio. His 6-bedroom, 5-garage house that's complete with 4.5 baths and an arcade room is on the market for $925,000, located just 3 hours away from Columbus. Terrell Owens, T.O., yeah, he's trying to support those 5 kids. He will be featured in commercials for Hardee's and Carl Jr. And of all things, guess what? He's promoting their new Philly cheesesteak. I guess he didn't tell them things didn't work out in Philly. I think the commercial is going to kind of touch on that and make light of that since it didn't work out. John Gruden, they said he will consider the job in Texas, huh? I don't know. You know, several big teams want him in the NFL.
Come on to the Washington Redskins. We tell you, John.
According to Forbes, though, the Texas program, most valuable at $139 million.
You know why? Because it's Texas.
Okay, so thank you.
Just the old.
They can beat the Cowboys.